Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. You can check them out on the web, too, at www.nforkfarm.com. Clark Park here in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Mission experts for over 10 years, conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs. From a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs, they're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarms.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and singing live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. Naper Settlement, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. And another shout-out to Midwest Coast Limousine, sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff taking great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088 with the vehicle from your luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, partying coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. And another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, Bertone's, is the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. And if you are military personnel or veteran, please go to Bertone's, mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you get a drink or dessert upon me. Just go to the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's all kids. We're all about the food section. And finally, Arthur Murray danced in Naperville and in Oak Brook, and they didn't invent dancing. It's the best way to teach it, but that's Arthur Murray Naperville.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Good Show. It's Dolly here. Give a shout out to everybody on Tuiville Internet Radio that's listening. I started the show 6 years ago. Oh my goodness. I must know. 6 years ago. I'm confused. Trying to get my notes again. And to everybody on Blog Talk Radio, where it all began. Blog Talk Radio, 1010 News Talk. We're on there, and Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and everybody on WCKG in Chicago as well. This is your host, Dolly McCarthy. It has been raining here for days. You can kind of tell in my voice. I don't really have that pep like I have last week. You know, I usually have that pep, but today, I'm just telling you, I'm exhausted from this rain. This is no fun. No fun at all. The only light this week has been watching the Cubs play in Seattle, right? Where else are they going? Gino's here, my intern Gino. Gino, say hello.
Hello.
Where did I come? Oh, did I just knock?
Okay.
Been watching the Cubs games lately?
I have been in Seattle. It's supposed to
right.
be, but they did weather.
Isn't that
there.
Funny? Yeah, it's been really nice in Seattle. And so that's been the dry spot for us. Up in the high end of Cubbies there, doing really well. Isn't that good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, first of all, yeah, you're going to give us the sports camp recap, right? For the week? I got him to talk finally his last day, and he's talking to me. Take it away, Gino.
Well, this week they have absolutely destroyed the Mariners. They had a good game 2 nights ago where they came back behind Schwarber at home run. They won 6-5. Yesterday was an onslaught of offense. They won 11-0. Hopefully this rain slows down the Chicagoland area because the Cardinals come to town tomorrow
Ooh.
Night. So that'll be a treat.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Cardinals. And then after the Cardinals, are we playing Detroit? I think I'm going to Detroit game on next Friday.
Yeah.
Right. See, yes, Schwarber, he's looking kind of buff lately.
Yeah.
What's going on? He's growing up.
He's in a workout program, whatever they're doing.
He's grown up, little Kyle. You know, Kyle, talk to me. Listen to my show. You don't have to just eat broccoli. You can eat dark chocolate, too. But there's more complex compounds and minerals than broccoli. Dark chocolate, did you know that? Did you want to talk more sports?
No, that is all the sports I have.
This is a bittersweet show. Bittersweet, right? Because I love doing the show, but I'm sad to bring it in because today, Gino's last day working on the Deli McCarthy show. We had some fun, haven't we? Tell the truth. Tell the truth called Pinch Show.
We've done a lot in a few months.
What have we done?
We've done Dolly McCarthy show social media. We've made a good amount of videos. We did the auto show. We did when you went on the workout retreat with Jeanette May.
No, Brooke Burke.
Oh, Brooke Burke.
Yeah.
Brooke Burke. We did a workout video behind the scenes stuff. We did some Hartford Living and you also as well.
That's right. For some of you don't know that I do run Hartford Living Magazine. And the local magazine on the north side of Chicago, where we're from, you know, some. And what did we do last Friday, Gino? You know, fill them in.
Last Friday, we went back to both of our alma maters, Garum Prep. We got to go speak in front of the freshmen and sophomores, and we made a good video out of it.
Yeah. By the way, I was very impressed with what you had to say to the kids. Very, very good job. Nice job. And that video is about to go viral, right? Well, we've had some fun. Gino's been awesome. Really, Gino, thank you for everything you've brought to the show and enhancing the show. Usually, it's the interns that are learning, but I have to say I learned a lot from Gino. And I learned that there are a lot of young people today eager, willing to work hard and learning and taking in all they can to better themselves and be a part of this crazy broadcasting world. So, you know, there are people, I hear this all the time. Oh, young people today, they don't work, they're lazy. It's not the case. I don't have one of those lazy interns, that's for sure. Gino's worked really hard and smart for the show, and you'll be greatly missed. Greatly missed, Gino. You know that. What are you doing? Texting already?
Yeah.
Texting
our next guest. Thank
goodness.
They call for us. Always multitasking.
That's why I love you. I miss Gino. Thank you, Gino, for everything you've done. And you know what? The future's bright. Go and get your master's from DePaul. But come back and visit me, okay?
Of course.
Yeah. You keep me updated on how you're doing. Of course, you need help getting me back, too. We were at Garum Prep last Friday. We had a great time visiting with our friends over at Garum Prep. Gino, as you know, mentioned, we both graduated from, I graduated from Garum. Mother Jane, when it was all girl, now it's co-ed, so it's Jane Prep, a Stafford co-ed college prep preparatory school. And I'm going to segue into this. Jane is having their annual golf outing on May 20th. Would you like to play some golf with me? You know, you want to play golf? Do you play golf?
I do. I played at Jane.
For the last 3 years?
No, at Jane.
Oh, you did? You played on the team? Always wanted to play on the team at Jane. Never did get a chance because one, I just knew how to hit a ball. And two, I was always busy with the plays. But that's great. How did you enjoy the golf program again?
I love golfing. We played golf again and some of the courses we got to see and play on was incredible. We played at Park Ridge Country Club a couple times for basically nothing. So
that's a good course. Really nice course. So there you have it. So Garum is having this golf outing. It's a fundraiser. There's sponsorship opportunities where you can support Gear and Prep and continue to offer these educational opportunities and golfing opportunities for the students there who need it the most. So check out GearandPrep.com, I think it is. Yeah, I think so. Right? Or org. Right, Tina? What'd you say? Why do I not see a website there? Well, you know, just Google Gear and Prep. You know, feel free to chime in anytime.
No, I'm looking at the same thing.
Just because it's your last day.
I'm scanning for a website out there.
Yeah, so check it out. If you want to play golf with us, come on. Come along and join us on May 20th. The golf outing is going to be held at White Pines, I think it is. I'm trying to find it on this. Oh, yeah, White Pines Golf Course in Bensonville. Shotgun start 9:30, and it includes the day, it includes lunch, but it includes, the day concludes with a buffet dinner and open bar. Okay? Open bar. And there's sponsorship opportunities for various of the sponsorship, definitely. And I want to do another shout out. Garen Prep is handling their Garen Fest 2019, Thursday, August 22nd through August 25th, Sunday, August 25th. Sealed with a Kiss is going to be there. Ara is going to be there. IPOP, Our Gang, Sugar Highway, Reckless will be there. Lots of great bands. It's a great time. We went out. We went last year. Did you go last year, Gino? Check out the Garen Fest?
I did not, actually, because I just started school. I was still an undergrad. I moved in that weekend.
But you've gone. You're
I moved
here.
In. I have
a good
gone.
Time. Definitely a good time, and there's sponsorship available, opportunities available there. Just check out GarenPrep.org for more information there. Hey, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is playing with the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater company, performing in the historic downtown district, June 7th through the 23rd. A great Father's Day gift. Check them out. It's their eighth season. The deliriously funny and award-winning, or Tony Award-winning, I should say, best musical, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, at Miley Swallow Hall. Tickets are on sale now at brightsidetheater.com, or you can call them at 630-447-TIPS, that's 8497. And check them out there. It's a great show. The Paramount Theater also presents the world premiere of August Rush. This adaptation of the Oscar-nominated movie is about a musically gifted orphan and its search for his birth parents. Performances run through June 2nd. Tickets Paramount Aurora.com. You can call me 630-896-6666. Don't forget, the Dolly McCarthy Show is going to Ireland. September 21st through the 28th. Check out DollyMcCarthy.com. Go under events, and there's all the details there. You can't get an airfare ticket now, round trip to Ireland, for less than $1,200. We've got that in this package, $2,400, $2,499. That includes that airfare. Most of your meals, really nice first class and superior first class hotels throughout trips. Tours, guided tours, motor coach, deluxe motor coach, I should say. And of course, a drink on me, a pint on me in Dublin for whoever dares to come with me to Ireland. Oh, they're going to have a professional Irish driver. You know we can't drive in Ireland. It's very dangerous. We got that covered. $2,400. Check out DollyMcCarthy.com. Go under events and you can get all the details on our trip to Ireland. Come to Ireland with me September 21st through 28th. If you want to come by yourself, I'm going. I have some girlfriends that are coming, a lot of single people there, but a lot of couples too. So it'll be a good mix of people and a good crack head by all. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsoring the Trot Against Trafficking 5K June 8th at 8 a.m. in Parkridge. All race proceeds will be donated to the Sheila Freedom Foundation, which brings awareness to sex trafficking. Case of Parkridge is also proud to sponsor by the Dolly McCarthy Show July 8th through the 13th at Uptown Parking Ridge. And please, everybody, check out my Facebook page. We're going to do another post today about Scott Buckingham. Scott Buckingham is in desperate need of a kidney transplant. Scott is currently on a wait list for a kidney. But for a donor kidney, with his blood type, the wait time is over 10 years. You know that? Most people don't live long enough to wait that long for a kidney. And Scott is someone that we should all care about. He's a good father, a great husband, and a person who's worthy of our support and love. You can help by either being a donor or simply helping spread Scott's word by following and sharing his Facebook page. Check out a kidney for, that's the number 4, Scott Buckingham. Please check out that. plug on that social media. Thank you. Okay. Well, we sure had a lot of announcements. Oh, my goodness. We are crazy running out of time already. Mimi Crabtree is the executive director of JDRF Illinois, and she joins us now to talk more about juvenile diabetes. Did you know that she's been the executive director for over 3 years? She oversees the chapter's major gifts, corporate development, and board development, all those efforts there. And we want to welcome her to the show and tell her thank you for all that you're doing. My father had diabetes. One of my best friend's daughter is born with diabetes. And so we just got to keep spreading the awareness and raising funds to find a cure for this. And so joining me now is Mimi Crabtree to give us more information about diabetes and all the latest on the research happening and what's happening here in Illinois. Mimi, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
You're so welcome. So tell us a little bit, the Illinois chapter of JDRF.
Yes. So there are. So I'll tell you that JDRF is an international organization, and it's focused on finding a cure for type 1 diabetes and also supporting the families that deal with this disease. And there's 77 chapters in the United States. Illinois has the largest in the country, so we're proud of that. A great community that always supports important causes. And we work with individuals, companies, and just about anybody who wants to help support our cause. And what we're trying to do is, as I said, find the cure. I don't know how much you know about type 1. People hear the difference
tell us
between...
more about it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it used to be called really juvenile diabetes, but thanks to the research we've been funding and new devices, people are living into adulthood. So now we call it type 1 diabetes, and it's different from when you hear type 2 in terms of disease. So everybody hears about type 2, right, because there's 30 million people in the country dealing with this disease. And type 1 is different in the sense that your pancreas basically stops producing insulin. No one can live without insulin, whereas a type 2 diabetic just has less insulin. So the ways you can correct it if you're a type 2 diabetic is you can lifestyle changes can help and medication. Unfortunately, with type 1 diabetes, the only thing you can do is can put insulin into your body, and you're going to do that with either shots or pumps and constant daily finger pricks to test where you are. It is a disease that you really can't go more than a couple hours without thinking about, because it's not like take a pill a day and you're done. It is every day what you eat, how you exercise, how you sleep, what your stress level is, changes the way you need insulin. So, and now what we're finding is it's not just children being diagnosed with this, but adults at any age, because it's an autoimmune disease. We don't know the cause of it, and to be honest, there is no cure at this time. And so what we're trying to do is find that cure.
Yeah. You know, my dad had it, so of course everyone knows I just turned 50. It's been 50 years. I've witnessed my father, like you said, he can't go more than a few hours of sleep without thinking about it. It's very frustrating to think all these years have gone by. We haven't found a cure, but what have we done to make their lives easier or prolong life for those with type 1 diabetes?
Well, that's the beauty of the story is research improvements are amazing. It used to be that this was really a debilitating disease. Now we found ways for people to live it. So JDRF funds 150 research projects and 70 clinical trials. So we're constant on the chase for it. But the good news is what's happening on the device side, that thanks to a lot of developments, people are able to use pumps instead of giving them shots. So it's actually something that is implanted and a device put on them that can administer the insulin throughout the day. You've got to do it in most cases manually, but at least you're not having to get up and walk to the bathroom and give yourself a shot. But the most important thing.
That is amazing. That right there to me, my father getting shots every day. That's getting a shot every day.
Who wants to do that? And imagine doing it to kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And so then you were saying the most important development?
Yeah, I like the fact that we've got monitors now. So believe it or not, now you can look at your phone and figure out what your levels are and manage. And if you're a parent, you can look at your phone and your kid can be in school and you can keep an eye on how they're doing. So that's really given so many families peace of mind. And it's also allowed us to better control it. Because when you don't control your insulin levels, what you're doing is really just exhausting your body. And I'm sure you know that, yeah, year after year of this, it really takes wear and tear on the body. Mm-hmm. So we're triumphantly. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Mimi, I'm so sorry we're really running out of time here. Really quick before we have to say goodbye, can you tell us what events are coming up in the near future that we can let people be aware of? Yeah.
So we start with this Sunday. We have a new program called Tee Up out at Topgolf in Naperville. People can come from 1 to 3 and golf with us. Our main events are our walk in September. We've got 3 walks on September 29th and 3 walks on October 6th. Or you can decide to be a rider or join us for the gala on December 14th at McCormick Place. But if you're dealing with this disease, just reach out to JDRF Illinois. We'd love to connect with you, help support you, give you educational resources, as well as come along with us and let's work to find a cure.
Absolutely. Mimi, thank you so much for coming on the show today and for all you're doing to fight and find a cure for diabetes.
I appreciate it, Dolly. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Time here to sign up for all those JDRF walks. Check out jdrf.org for more information on that. Coming up, we have Rose Cousins, and here's her newest song, Change. We're going to play it for a little bit, and we'll be back with Rose Cousins.
Black is the devil, dark is the night.
Hello.
I just
have to sure.
Shine of light. Holding hostage the fire's bright.
Don't do like that. Now you're representing me.
Black is the devil, dark is the night. You have told me it's no use. You have told me I'm a fool. And I keep dragging these chains here.
What's that music site, Gino?
iTunes.
Hello. I don't know what's going on. I just had her on. Rose keeps dropping out. We might not be able to get her on the show. But she's a native of Prince Edward Island in Nova Scotia. She's a Grammy-nominated artist. Her latest album, Natural Conclusion. Oh, here she is. Got her. Got her. Rose, are you there? Rose Cousin.
Yes, I'm here, Dolly.
I don't know what was happening. I wanted to pick you up earlier, but you kept dropping out. Are you calling?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm calling from Prince Edward Island, actually. So maybe it's
okay,
just the distance. Who knows?
Where's Prince Edward Island? Is that in
Prince
Canada?
Edward Island is it's Canada's smallest province, and it's where I was born. It's known, it's famous for Anne of Green Gables, if you're familiar with that story.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
Does it look like that?
Yeah, it's right. It does look like that. And it's nestled next to Nova Scotia, which is where I live. But I'm here for the East Coast Music Awards this weekend.
Oh, fantastic. Now, your music has been, I mentioned earlier that you're a Grammy-nominated artist. Your latest album, Natural Conclusion. How special was that? How cool was that? Your first Grammy nomination?
Really special, yeah.
What does that mean? How long have you been in the business writing music? And your voice is beautiful. I love that song, Shane.
Thank you so much. 2006 is when I put my first record out.
Not too long ago.
Not too long ago. I feel seasoned.
And so you're traveling around the world? What are you doing now with your new album?
Yeah, well, I mean, I made the record a couple of years ago, so I'm just, you know, there's kind of like the hardcore touring that you do when the album comes out, and then you know, I just continue to work and tour, and I'm currently writing a new project, which I'm really excited about, which will hopefully be out next year. But yeah, I continue to, you know, tour through the markets that are important to me, and doing a U.S. tour in the States in May, which I'm really excited about.
Well, how do you balance this all with your real world life, your personal life, all the touring you do?
I'll let you know when I figure it out.
Yeah, are you married? Do you have kids? How are you balancing it all? And I know for a while that you stopped touring and now you're back at it.
Yeah, I didn't really stop entirely, but I think it's more about like when you're touring for many, many days in a row, it's a very particular kind of type of exhaustion. So I guess I just was trying to change the shape of it. Yeah, I think that the balance of things is something that constantly needs adjustment. But I think I'm getting better now. I think I've, you know, put a few albums out and I kind of understand my limits a little bit more. And so there's little tweaks that need to be made. But I think you kind of forget that you need to take care of yourself in between. So that's the thing you figure out. And
Well, people here in Chicago have a great opportunity to see you coming up in May. May 16th, you're going to be in Evanston. Tell us about that show.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be playing at Evanston Space. It's one of my favorite venues in the Chicago area. It's got a beautiful piano that I'm very excited, and the vibe in there is wonderful. I've played there several times with my good friend Edie Carey and various other artists, and a great band called The Sea. The Sea are opening up for me, and I think the whole night's going to be really wonderful. I'll probably play a few new songs, and the vibe in there is just, it's really cozy, beautiful, soft lighting, and that grand piano. I can't wait to play.
Oh yeah, awesome. Well, you can check Rose's music at www.rosecousins.com. For her music, you can download it on, what's that? iTunes. Why am I not remembering this? I just did a little note, musical note here. And Rose, I'm so sorry we're out of time, but we really enjoyed listening to Chains. I'm going to play it again for everybody. And we'll see you in Evanston.
Thanks so much for playing it.
Just around the corner.
Awesome.
Good luck
Thank
on
you
the,
so much.
Your latest tour. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
so
coming
much.
By.
Okay, cheers.
We
Thanks.
Are out of time, everybody. On that note, we got to end it. On that note. It's a good show here. Don't forget to like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And tune in next week for another edition of The Good Show. And we'll see what Gino leaves me with. Gino, we love you and we'll miss you. You good out there, my friend, my intern Gino. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.